High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right. Welcome back to the podcast. This is my first official, I guess, themed podcast. Yeah, there it was just kind of an intro to what the expectation was and the intention of the podcast. So welcome back. And I actually have a guest here. It's me and my husband. And we're going to be discussing, since it's one of the last days in February, is all thing like hormones, testosterone, sex, orgasms, like all of the things for February and how that pertains to health in general. But you guys know that I like to add a little bit of Carrie-ism to my podcast, which is playing a little bit of music to set the tone or increase the vibration, just get the mood and have all the high vibes. So
Set the mood.
Yes. Let's set it. One of my favorite songs, because we're going to be, talking some fiery subjects today. So we'll jam out a little bit. I know that I'm running out of time. I want it all. A little pink, just like fire. I want it all. And I'm walking on a wire, trying to. My husband's giggling over there. He doesn't know what to think about this. Probably not the song of choice he'd want, but.
Hey, if it works, we'll go with it.
Getting the tone, getting the vibes, just feel it. You can even sway your body side to side. Just like fire. Just like fire. All the fiery topics today that we all love. Who doesn't want to talk about hormones, sex, orgasms, and how they all pertain to our health? All right. We've set the mood. So I'm excited about this topic because I think this is something especially women, they don't realize that they're struggling with is their hormones. And so many things lead to hormonal issues. So we're kind of going to set a precedence of what we're going to talk about. So we're going to talk about like what are hormones, testosterone, estrogen, and then we're going to lead into some things that have us disconnected from that or not in a homeostasis state with our hormones. And then maybe some things that we can do to increase that and help our body function better when it comes to hormones. So I'll let my husband kind of start it and take it away since he's the doctor and master at this. And he actually works with a lot of patients with these issues as well.
Yeah. See, many patients come in with their hormone levels not only out of balance, but severely off. And oftentimes it's very much due to the different stressors we're dealing with in life. So one of the things I know we're going to talk about quite a bit is probably our adrenal function and how stress dramatically disrupts your hormones and throws them way out of balance. Your adrenal gland allows you to get adrenaline, yes, to get you energy, to get you going, but as well, it has so many other functions. It responds to stress. Cortisol is your stress hormone. So when you are super stressed, this cortisol can elevate and drive down other hormones, especially in guys. It dramatically lowers testosterone. And then as well, so the adrenal gland also helps control your blood pressure.
Pressure.
Okay. The adrenal gland helps control your and adapt to your blood pressure through a hormone called aldosterone. And this aldosterone helps adapt when your electrolytes are out of balance, different salts that are in your body. And all these things are affected and controlled by your adrenal gland. And so when you're living a stressed out life, which most of us are because, well, that's...
We don't know how to manage it. We don't know how to manage the stress that we have a lot, the rest and stress management that we need. We don't know how to do it in a healthy way. That's why our adrenals are out of whack and our hormones and all the things.
Exactly. So that's some of the main topics just to lead into what we got to talk about. But when those are out of balance, then the happy hormones aren't in balance. And you find, of course, your sex life not what it should be. And you're not interacting as a couple as you should be. And you're not both able to, yes, have an orgasm as you'd like and connect as you'd like.
Yeah. And I think that's what I see in even a lot of clients and women that I work with is that their hormones are so out of balance, which creates their libido to be out of balance. And their cortisol is so high. And then, you know, they're not... you know, in tune sexually, don't want to have sex, but then they're not releasing their sexual energy. And so it's this cyclone of repeated or I don't know, like the hamster wheel, you know, it just keeps going. Instead, we're, you know, not addressing the root cause, which is usually your adrenals are totally tanked and your cortisol is extremely high and you're just not supporting your body the way it needs to be supported. And then there's this sexual energy that is... like we're sexual beings, right? We want to, you know, release this sexual energy. But if we, A, don't have the drive to, which by the way, if you're between the ages of 19 and specifically like 42, you should have a really good sex drive. It's healthy to have so if you're not having it, then either A, it's your hormones are off or something's going on with your adrenals. And it's usually like what my husband said is, something that has to do with your adrenal glands. And I see it so much in women. It's one of the things that clients complain to me about a lot is that just zero libido, zero sex drive. And then obviously there's contention between the couple because obviously, you know, I mean, we don't have to get into that, how men are so different in that way. But
it's all right.
You guys know.
We think about it, you know, all day long.
I know.
It's the way our brains are wired. Yes.
Anyway, so yeah, I think it's important. And trust me, once you get into the state where your hormones are balanced and your adrenals, I know for me, you guys know that on my Instagram and on my website, I talk about the adrenal cocktail so much. I can post the recipe below in the show notes, but that's just something really easy you can make. Drink it 4 times a day, 3 times, specifically if you're active like me. So I've been tracking my steps. I at least get like 10 to 20,000 steps a day. That's how active I am. And I'm like, wow, I probably need to be supporting my adrenals even more because of how active I am. And I can post it for you, but it's so easy. It's just basically salt, good mineral salt, and then some type of potassium, whether it's from coconut water or it's from... cream of tartar, which is a food grade form of straight potassium, and then vitamin C, but whole food vitamin C, which is a powder that I make. And I'm sure you guys, if you follow me on social media, I've talked about that multiple times. I make my own powder and I've taught you how to make it. You can also buy it from me, buy it from my store. And that's just really easy to mix up and help support your adrenal glands, especially. And, you know, this isn't just for women, it's for men too. My husband also drinks the drink as well because he's a power lifter. you know, we need to be supporting our adrenals. And I think for a long time, you know, we've always been taught that salt is bad for you. Well, the good kind of salt is actually good for you. And it, your body loves salt. It loves to have the minerals. So then it in turn helps your adrenals function better. And then in return helps your hormones function better. So again, we want to be on the good hamster wheel. We don't want to be on the backward hamster wheel, which most of us are on, but that's why we're doing the podcast, right? To, you know, help educate you and empower you to find simple solutions, which they are at our fingertips, and to be empowered, you know, with our health, because there's so much that isn't in our control and what we can do for ourselves.
Exactly. So the reality is looking at how you can change your habits, whether it's like Carrie talked about, adding things that we used to naturally get in our diet with the salts and many different things that are very hard to get in the modern day diet, just to help balance and take stress off your adrenals, but also creating habits in your daily life to lower your stress. I know personally, one of my big things I'm working on is figuring out sleep. Of course, if you're not getting the proper sleep, you're constantly going to be running on low and stressing your adrenal glands. And as well, just creating space to allow yourself to de-stress, meditation and breathing exercises is one of those things I'm not very good at personally, but I am working on improving on these things, because one of the things I often tell my patients, if you just set aside 5 minutes a day just to focus on breathing, the dramatic stimulation to your parasympathetic, your resting, healing part of your nervous system, which will help bring things into balance just from those 5 minutes, is amazing. And creating that habit is sort of simple, easy things that you can employ that will help start creating some balance for you and de-stressing.
Yeah. And I also wanted to touch on too, there's lots of outside sources that really tank our hormones. And I know I've talked about this plenty of times before, but just toxins in our environment, toxins in our products, toxins everywhere. And again, we don't have to live in a bubble. We can't live in a bubble, right? But there are many things that we can do to reduce our toxic load. And if it's anything, if you look up the number one thing on products, read the back of them, any toxic product, it will say that it has all of these, you know, chemicals. And then when you look these chemicals up, the number one thing that it does is kill your hormones. It's the number one thing. And because what happens is these chemicals attach to our receptor sites in our endocrine system, and then it makes it go all wacky. And so one of the ways that you can look that up is when you find a product is you can just go on EWG and you can look up the toxicity of this product, and then you can look up those toxins, and majority of the time you are seeing them disrupt your endocrine system. It tells you what system, and it goes back to our hormones. And so I feel like we can't talk about balancing out the hormones and, you know, those things, adrenals, if we're not talking about the reduction of toxic load and in our products. And again, we don't want you to live in a bubble, and it's like, not like you're ever going to not be, you know, I mean, look at what's happening now. They're spraying toxins everywhere. So we can't live in a bubble, but when we get to choose, we can choose responsibly, and we can choose to buy a different product. We can choose to make our own. We can choose to, you know, reduce our toxic load by purchasing products with less toxins in them. It's that simple.
One of the things, easy step that doesn't take much, is just looking for plastics and avoiding them. Through our processing, the manufacturing, plastics are actually very estrogenic. For guys, they tank your testosterone. For girls, they're going to raise your estrogen levels, which also, you don't want those going to certain types of estrogen, can lead to different types of breast cancers, which is why they've banned BPA, a type of plastic that causes this. Carrie mentioned how salts are so important, and most of this table salt you can go get at the grocery store, it's bleached white and it's full of plastics. And so an easy step that I've tried to make and I recommend to people is as well just using stainless steel or glass to contain your liquids, things that are going to pull those plastics and have a very detrimental effect to your hormone levels.
Yeah, I think that there's so many different ways that, you know, we can really work on our hormone balance. And you guys, this isn't, again, it's not just for women. This is for men as well. I know, for instance, in my husband's practice, it's kind of the one thing he's always telling me is just that people's hormones are just so out of whack. And if we can go back to just the simple things that we talked about to help manage those hormones, and I don't even like the word manage. It seems like,
I think, but a more better like, way would be thinking of stimulating the proper hormones.
Right.
Trying to create choices. Like I said, even the meditation to stimulate that. For guys, one of the best activities will stimulate production of male testosterone and hormones is actually just doing some heavy lifting, creating some habits that are just going to allow you to stimulate the right production and the right environment for your own body to have the hormones that you want available for when you really need them.
Exactly. I just pulled this up really quickly. It says, you know, even products that are advertised as green and natural may contain ingredients that can cause hormone or health problems. 78,000 chemicals are being used in commercial products today. 53% of the cleaning products contain ingredients that are harmful to our organs and our hormones. 22% of cleaning products with chemicals are known to cause health issues otherwise in healthy people. And those are just statistics, you guys. I just pulled those up. It's not like I, you know, just made them up or whatever. These are like actual statistics that they're saying. So the information is there. And I think that, you know, for me, I feel like working with moms and stuff and seeing, you know, wanting just to give them all the information about, you know, how they're wreaking havoc on their endocrine system, therefore their hormones are off, their libido, all the things that we just talked about, you know, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this podcast. So you guys can feel, you know, like you're advocates for your own health, because it's out there. The solutions, I feel like it's not as hard as people think. And I know for me too, my husband was talking about meditation and talking about it, you guys, it doesn't have to be hard. It's not like you have to get like all your crystals out and get your oils out and like have this beautiful room and, you know, get your chakra blanket. And, you know, you don't have to like make it all that way. I know for me, I wanted to just give you this simple thing. I know I'm kind of going all over the place, but that's kind of how a podcast is, right? is that when I wake up in the morning, I just focus on breathing deeply, in for as long as I can and out. I remember when I first started, I could only do about 8, and now I'm up to 16 that I could breathe in and breathe out only through my nose. And I honestly only do that for a good minute and a half or 2 minutes. And then that's it. I'm ready for the day. And I get it. Like, kids are climbing all over you, or you're up, you're getting ready for work, or you have shift work, or anyway, but just simple things like that. It doesn't have to be like these big, I think that's what I'm trying to say is just don't overcomplicate it. You know, read ingredients on your products, you know, start sticking just a little bit of, did I just say ticking? I just said ticking.
That's all right.
Icking. Sticking a little bit of salt in your water, you know, because all of these things are just really simple things. But what I feel like it creates is it creates voltage. I talk a lot about this, is it creates voltage in the body. So the body is functioning correctly, because we know the body isn't just looking at one organ or one system. It creates a synergistic effect and affects other things. So we know that if your hormones are off, then you're not sleeping good. Well, if you're not sleeping good, then you're probably not, you know, processing things in your body the way that you should. And then if you're not processing things in your body, then maybe your gut health is off. Like, so just simple things to create this synergistic effect in your body, especially when it comes to balancing out the hormones, I feel is super, super essential.
Perfect.
You know how many more to add?
No, I think you covered that really well. I think just like even you got to there, we try and overthink and think of this perfect situation to be able to meditate, create space. And honestly, sometimes the kids are screaming. You can just go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet, take some deep breaths. It can be as simple as that.
Right. And I also feel like sometimes, you know, even when you're looking up, like something's going on with your body, and then you're looking up on like MD and they're using all these big words, and then, you know, the website's giving you like worst case scenario, right? Oh, yeah. And then they're not giving you like simple solutions on what you can do. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that you don't have to feel tired all the time. You don't have to not have libido. You don't have to like not have sexual energy. You know, like what if you could feel vital and alive all the time, and it's just simple things you could do to balance out your hormones? I think we all want that as men and women. So these are just in this podcast, just some simple, you know, solutions and things to think about when it comes to balancing out your hormones. So with that, thank you guys for joining this podcast. And like I said, I'll post some things in the show notes. And then, you know, if you want to follow me on any of the major, you know, social media sites, you can also follow my husband. It's a dr.christianprice on Instagram. And then he's local here at Better Life Chiropractic. And, you know, if you are struggling with any of the things that we talked about, and maybe you want to set up like a coaching call or a one-on-one wellness consult, I also do those as well. So feel free to reach out to me. And yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode. Need a personal spa experience to relax and recharge your soul? Soul Ease is a personal spa and lifestyle boutique. At Soul Ease, you will enter into a relaxing environment. You can rest in your mind, body, and soul with a day spa experience. Discover world-class skincare treatments using French and Hungarian techniques, organic and natural skincare, along with modern technologies. Whether you are visiting them for one session or multiple, it will be a personal spa experience to relax and recharge your soul. Soul Ease is conveniently located near downtown Boise in the North End on North 28th Street across the street from Lowell Elementary School. Follow them on Instagram at soul_ease_Boise, Facebook at Soul Ease. Check out their website at soul-ease.com or call 208-994-1480 to reserve your next appointment. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode.